In the movie The Social Network, Jesse Eisenberg invented Facebook. In Now You See Me, he did magic tricks. He learned to fly in Rio. But our critic Bob Mondello says none of those films asked half as much of the actor as the one that opens today. It's called The Double, and Bob says it requires Jesse Eisenberg to meet himself coming and going.
Simon James is a milquetoast of a man, so meek and mild he goes through life unnoticed. That's not a figure of speech. Seriously, people don't notice Simon James. Not his boss, who sees him as an office drone.
How long have you been here, son? Just started, eh?
Yes, sir. 7 years ago.
Not the entry guard at work, who demands his ID every morning.
This does have to sign in.
I see you every day.
Not his co-workers or his neighbors or the copy machine woman he has a crush on who's never learned his name.
Hi, creepy guy.
Simon James simply makes no impression on people. Then one day, this guy shows up.
I'd like to introduce everyone to our newest co-worker,
who is somehow more visible than Simon James.
James Simon.
And the problem is, he looks exactly like Simon James. Not a little, exactly. But much to Simon's distress, nobody seems to notice that either.
Have you spoken to the new employee?
James. Yeah, sure, a minute.
But did you notice anything strange about him? I mean, did he remind you of anyone?
Who did you have in mind?
Director Richard Ayoade is a comedian as well as a filmmaker, something you'll sense in the zip and timing that he gives the film's dialogue. Say, this encounter between Simon and the woman who can't remember his name.
Say you've never met anyone like James.
I've never met anyone like James.
I find that hard to
process.
What
is this about?
What is so unique about him?
I don't know. He has something.
Yes, okay, but you've never even spoken to him, so how can you know if he has something?
I think that you can tell just by looking at someone.
Just by looking at someone.
Yes,
you said I don't.
I'm going to tell him.
But The Double isn't funny, exactly. Ayoade's made it weird and dark and retro, with clanking, groaning machines and people who are cogs in a bigger machine. This is not new territory, exactly. The story's based on Dostoevsky, plays like Kafka, and looks like an Orwellian nightmare. But Ayoade makes it feel freshly minted, while Jesse Eisenberg offers, with his nebbishy Simon and his cocksure James, what amounts to an acting masterclass, even when all he's doing is sitting across the table from himself in a diner.
I'll just have a Coke and a bagel.
We're out of bagels.
Oh, right. Then, Then I'll just...
Come on.
Right, sorry. I'll just have the Coke then.
The waitress turns to James, whose approach is more forceful.
And you? A coffee.
A coffee.
And scrambled eggs.
You don't serve breakfast in the evening?
Why not?
Because it says so on the menu.
Well, do you still have eggs here?
Yeah.
And do you have a frying pan?
Yeah.
Then do me a favor and make me some scrambled eggs.
Fine. Anything else?
Bacon.
Bacon.
And toast.
And toast.
And a beer.
And a beer.
Simon is in awe.
What? I'm hungry. No, it's just, I don't know. I would have never done that. You don't like eggs? No, I mean, I just don't think I would feel comfortable talking to someone like that.
He'll come out of his shell as his double's behavior veers into double dealing and double crosses, landing Simon in an existential hell that'll be familiar to fans of Russian literature, but that in a film at the multiplex, especially in blockbuster season, is as dark and as dazzling as it is rare. Which, of course, makes The Double doubly welcome. I'm Bob Mondello.